This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 25th. God's word for you today is value system. Our scripture reading is taken from Haggai 2, verse 15, and it says, "Now, think carefully about your choices from this point forward. The choices you make are so powerful, and they determine the life you live. One major way of changing anything is to change the value you place on it. You cannot claim to value your finances if you do not place value on the things God has said you should place value on. For instance, God places value on hard work. If you do not value hard work, you do not value your finances. You can say, 'I choose to be a billionaire,' but if you do not value hard work, you do not value your finances. God says you should pay your tithe, and He will open the windows of heaven and pour down a blessing that you will not have enough room to contain." Malachi 3, verse 10. Please read. If you do not pay your tithe, you do not value your finances. You cannot expect to fight away devourers, either because devourers are the portion of the finances of those who refuse to honor God with their finances. When you begin to value your marriage, you begin to make choices that protect your marriage and elevate your marriage. When you begin to value your children, you begin to make choices that protect your children. When you begin to value your home, you begin to make choices that protect your home. When you begin to value your business, you begin to make choices that protect your business. With everything you value, you begin to make choices that protect those things. Only the right values will give you the right future. Yes, it is the choices you make. However, the choices you make cannot be outside of your value system. It is only the right values that will give you the right future. The choices you make today will determine where you will be tomorrow. What you value today will determine where you will be tomorrow. I do not need to be a prophet. I can tell what is going to happen in some people's lives. This is not about using your spiritual eyes or being prophetic. If you continue the way you're continuing, I can tell you where you are going to end up. Before Moses got to a place where God could use him to say to the whole nation of Israel, "Choose today death or life, success or failure," he himself had to make some hard choices in his life. Moses had to make some choices that qualified him to stand before God's people and challenge them to make choices. So from the life of Moses, we see that to be a leader, you make the difficult choices before everyone else does. And that is the truth. Do you want to be a leader? If you want to be a leader, then prepare to make the tough choices before everybody else does. Let us pray. Father, let truth's shining light guide me in my choices and decisions. Make the revelation of your word make my pathway clear in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 105. Please read.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.